Well, today is the final Sunday in our mini sermon series called Reasons for Faith, Testimonies to Jesus. In the first week, we had we talked about personal experience, and we had the six new members join the church and share a little bit about what God has been doing in their lives. And the last week, we did the testimony of Scripture, how when we read the Bible, we put on the lens of Christ when we read the Bible, and it begins to make sense to us from A to Z. And today's message is all about hearing from Jesus himself. So the testimony of Jesus himself through the Word. So Jesus himself. Well, one of the things that I do love to do is, with the kids, the family time or the messy church on Fridays. And it's so nice to see the kids. They're so busy. And yet when they begin to kind of lock in for a moment and it seems like the light bulb goes on and the wheels are turning, that's a big moment. I kind of long for that little moment. And one of the moments this year was Halloween. Kids in costumes, they dressed me up. They wrote down a 6 and a 7 and they put it on me, and that was my costume. So I was running around with a 6, 7 on me. I don't even know what it means. They're going like this and they're telling me whatever, and I'm just, I don't even know. Anyways, so I'm running around like this, and we had planned a Holy Ghost hunt in the sanctuary. So think of this, kids running around trying to find the fruits of the Spirit. Little love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, all planted in the congregation, kids running around. And then they were out of breath, and I had them kind of captive for a few moments. And I said, "Do you know there's a Holy Ghost?" And they were just big eyes, right? I had them locked in. And I said, yeah, God is with us through his Spirit. God's personal, the person of the Holy Spirit is with us as Christians. And they were in. It was awesome. You know, it's like 1 out of 10 attempts this happens, right? But it's all worth it. And whether it's an adult here at church or a little person, you know, this is what it's all about. And the answer always kind of seems to come back to Jesus. There was a Sunday school teacher who had this really, she loved the outdoors and had this really great lesson planned. And she was saying to the kids, she said to them, "What's gray and furry, climbs trees and makes funny noises?" And all the kids, those Sunday school kids, were like, "It's Jesus." And one skeptical little girl says, "Well, it sounds a lot like a squirrel, but yeah, it's Jesus, right?" You know, I think it can kind of get mundane, right? Jesus, okay, yeah, Jesus, right? And yet, all life's big questions seem to kind of hit the road, really, with the answer being Jesus. In many ways, John 14, the disciples are trying to cut to the chase. Jesus kind of rambles. Did you see that? That was a long, what is going, Father here, place, room here. Jesus is rambling, and the disciples are like, "Cut to the chase, preacher. Like, get on with it. What are you trying to tell me?" And it honestly reminds me one time there was a child here in the church, and he burst into the church, and he said, Where is this God that everybody's been talking about? Where, show me where he is, right?" And it was like, all right, this is good. This little guy is onto something. Like, we want the evidence. Jesus has been speaking about going away, preparing a place, the Father's house, but the picture isn't coming together for the disciples. The more he speaks, the more uncertain they become, the more questions they have for Jesus. Thomas finally gives voice to the confusion. "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How do we know the way?" It's a good question. Thomas isn't being difficult. He's actually being honest. "Lord, I don't get it. Tell me what's going on." You know, Jesus is saying things, but Thomas can't connect the picture, can't connect everything together. It's deeper than just information. Thomas wants to know the destination. What's it going to be like? Where are we going? But Jesus doesn't get there. Thomas assumes that the way is something that can be mapped out. He wants, you know, coordinates. He wants answers. He wants the way. He wants it mapped out. And yet Jesus responds with, look, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Not exactly what he was expecting or what he needed in that moment. A clear statement, but it doesn't resolve all of Thomas's questions. Then his buddy Philip chimes in. It's Philip's turn. And Philip says, Lord, show us the Father. Like, just show us God and we'll be satisfied. Show us the Father. And again, you know, make it clear for us. Give us something definite that we can kind of put our finger on and say, yep, this is it. We're on the right track. Please, like, help us out here. Throw us a bone. But again, Jesus responds in a way that both answers it and challenges Thomas's question. Have I been with you all this time? You still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. The issue isn't that Jesus refuses to answer the question. He just answers it in a way that they don't quite understand. They're not quite ready to receive this news, that statement that Jesus is explaining. So even in this moment, after all of they have seen, after all they've heard with Jesus, the miracles, the teaching, the way that he lifted up people, there's still a gap to what Jesus is revealing to them. They don't quite understand. As the church today, we often struggle with what's happening in our changing world. It's shifting so rapidly that it's hard to keep up. According to a 2021 census, over one-third of Canadians now identify as non-religious. No religion at all. They don't know what. They may be agnostic. They don't know quite if religion is true or... And Christianity is still leading the pack religiously. It's like I said, it's 50%. My son's like, no, it's 44.3. I'm like, okay. He's interested in these kinds of things. Well, many may still identify as Christian. The reality is that faith no longer seems to be a huge priority for more than half of the population of Canada. Yet the deeper questions of life haven't gone away. What happens at the end of life? What makes this life meaningful? People still are asking these questions, yet the answers maybe aren't coming the way that they need. The very question at the heart of John 14, Jesus is clear. We may struggle with it, and as yet Christians, Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life, it seems narrow, doesn't it? This is the way, Jesus is saying. Right here, Jesus, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And I think as Christians, we tend to live in this pluralistic culture where many are welcomed. And so this message, it seems that we kind of shy away from this because we don't quite understand everything, right? To say, Jesus is the only way, this is it. It's hard for us to do that. And yet as Christians, we tend to remain quiet in situations, right? What do they say? What are the three things you're not supposed to talk about? What is it? Religion, politics, and what? Jim, that you made that one up, but I like it. Anyways, that was not in the script here, guys. But we do. We don't always want to talk about faith. We kind of remain quiet. And sometimes churches try to make faith so easy for people to understand that it loses the complexity of it too, right? You know these churches, they give you, okay, these are the three things that you need to do, and if you can do them exactly this way, you're good. Don't worry about anything else. You've done these three things, you know, there's gray areas in life and complexity, you're good. Don't worry, you've done the three things that the minister has told you to do, you're good. We think that doesn't work either. That seems a little shallow as well. I'm reminded of this recently. I was on a call with Doctors Without Borders. We support this organization. And I was meeting with the director and they were talking about the work they're doing in the Middle East. And it's complex, let me tell you. Doctors on the ground just trying to help. And I asked questions. I said, you know, the government of Canada had $2.1 billion of international aid being sent out, and now they're pulling this back. And the U.S., of course, has done this too. So as an organization that just only raises money from outside help, how do you work with all of your partners that are relying on funding from the government? And how is this affecting your time together? And they answered like a sliver of the question, and I felt at the end of it kind of, not let down, but I'm like, you didn't answer my question. Have you ever felt this when you've asked questions and you only get a little sliver? I remember just thinking, well, I still have more questions. It's just a small moment, but it points to something deeper. We don't like partial answers. We like living with certainty and not uncertainty. Yet this is often the way that life is. Life is uncertain. Life is gray at times. It doesn't make sense. And there are many of us who find ourselves just trying to follow Jesus within all the gray areas. Yet despite the uncertainty and confusion in the room, Jesus does give the disciples something clear, something solid. He declares, I am the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. This is not just a statement to the disciples, it's a gift for them. Because even though Jesus speaks clearly, he doesn't answer all their questions. He doesn't remove all the gray areas for the disciples. They are still going to have to trust one step at a time through the difficulty. What he is offering them is relationship with the living God. The disciples, they want a path to follow, something concrete and solid that they can keep walking and not have to worry. They want 3 points and just move on. Jesus doesn't show them the destination. He tells them, if you know me, you already know the way. That's actually a gift to us. He's basically saying, you have what it takes. You are enough. You're going to be okay. You've got the path laid out. Follow it. I'm going to be with you. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So just go. You've got enough. You are enough. You have what it takes. As an older person, you are going to get there. It's going to be okay. Jesus does not define the way in abstract terms. He embodies it. He shows them. He shows them the way. Right here in his presence, in his words, in his actions, they all have what they need to trust the Lord. Do you remember the footprints in the sand, that image? Do you remember that one? You've heard it a million times in church. But it is so good, right? There's the guy and he's on the nice beach and he's feeling the sand in his feet and he's looking back on his life and there's 2 sets of footprints in the sand. You know, I'm just trying to get the senses moving, but he smells like the coconuts going, and it's like, oh, this is so good, the warmth of the sun, and he's got his buddy with them. There's 2 sets of footprints, and they're walking. And then life gets tough, right? The rain starts falling. It's terrible. The winds are going. And he's looking back on his life, and there was only 1 set of footprints. And in those moments, he was so mad at Jesus. He said, what in the world happened? All of that stuff happened, and look, there's just 1 set of footprints in the sand. And Jesus says to him, hey, look, when that was all happening, that wasn't you walking, that was me carrying you step by step along the way through all of the difficulty. It's a beautiful poem, it's a beautiful image of what God is like and what our Lord does for us when we need it most. And that same grace meets us in our lives because we, like the disciples, we too want clarity. We want to know things are going to turn out. We want to know the answers along the way, that they make sense. We want to know that a plan is in place, that everything's going to work out. And yet Jesus calls us to trust. You know what this looks like in our lives is when that family member who is so difficult and you just want to slam the door and say, enough. Like, please, I've had enough of this. And yet, you know what you do? You open it and you just bear it. You continue on because what? Family is more important than what we always have to think, right? Or it looks like continuing to show up in the workplace or wherever you are with patience and kindness when it's the last thing you feel like doing with some of those people. Or even when things don't go your way, you don't pack up and go home, but you stick it out. You're part of the team, right? It looks like serving others quietly without recognition, because we know that this is the way. This is the way. Jesus says, I'm the way. Service. Doing for others. Sacrifice. It looks like forgiving when it would be easier to hold on to the hurt. It looks like generosity when it would feel a whole lot safer in this terrible economy. Just to hold on to it because you don't know where things are heading. These are not abstract ideas. These are real, tangible ways that we walk the walk with Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And Jesus makes the promise that it's going to be okay. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will do also the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these, Jesus says. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. But guess what? You're going to do more. What do we do with this? Jesus is at the hand of the Father. He's praying for you. He's rooting you on in your life. You're going to do greater works than these. Have faith. Trust me. The plan is laid out. You just need to walk it. Why do you come groveling to me? Oh God, please bless these plans. No. Walk the walk. You'll do greater works than these because I'm going to my Father. You're in my Father's house. I prepared a room for you. What more are you waiting for? That's the invitation. That's the gift. That's the reception that we get. Because in the end, faith isn't about having every answer locked up, but about knowing the one whom to trust, the one who reveals the Father, the one who walks with us in uncertainty, the one who's carrying us when we can barely go on. You don't need to figure everything out. Simply follow. Take the next step with Jesus. Trust that he is enough. And you are enough, because he is not only showing us the way, he is the way. Amen. Amen.